First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour. Cuban president highlights Fidel Castro's thoughts about education.
Cuban delegation at Pacific Islands Forum calls attention to ideas of Fidel Castro.
Brazilian minister threatens to quit trade bloc Mercosur if Argentinian opposition wins the elections.
Over 30 Gazans injured by Israeli troops.
And now the news in detail. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the thoughts of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, pointing to the importance of education for the country. In a message on his official Twitter account, the Cuban president quoted Fidel. On August 16, 1961, Fidel said, "And a revolution cannot be conceived without education. Progress cannot be conceived without education. A splendid future cannot be conceived for the Cuban nation without education." And Fidel Castro said, "Any improvement cannot be conceived in all orders of life without education." When the revolution came to power in January 1959, more than 500,000 children lacked classrooms and teachers, while nearly 1 million people could not read or write. Since then, guaranteeing a free educational system without discrimination has been one of the Cuban Revolution's top priorities. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel himself has a background in education. His mother, Aida Bermudez, was a schoolteacher. A native of Las Villas province, he graduated from the Central University of Las Villas in 1982 as an electronics engineer. Miguel Díaz-Canel taught engineering at his alma mater in 1985, and Miguel Díaz-Canel served as the Minister of Higher Education from May 2009 until March of 2012, when he became Vice President of the Council of Ministers.
The Director General of Bilateral Affairs at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, Emilio Lozada, recalled the legacy of Cuba's historic leader Fidel Castro during a meeting of the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu. Lozada recalled that Fidel Castro was the forerunner of Cuba's health collaboration with the small island states of the Pacific. The Cuban Foreign Ministry official is heading the national delegation that is taking part in the event inaugurated on Tuvalu on Tuesday, August 13. On Thursday, the Foreign Ministry official met with the Prime Minister of Fiji. He also met with the President of Kiribati, with whom he reviewed the work of the Cuban Medical Brigade in that island nation. The 50th edition of the Pacific Islands Forum constitutes the main space for dialogue and political exchange in the Pacific region, which brings together 14 small island states.
Brazil has threatened to pull out of the Mercosur trade bloc if the opposition party wins Argentina's presidential elections later this year and closes the economy with protectionist policies. Brazilian Economy Minister Paulo Guedes also questioned how dependent Brazil's economy is on the Mercosur partner, which lurched into political and financial market crisis after President Mauricio Macri suffered a mauling in the presidential primary election on Sunday. "If Cristina Kirchner gets in and closes the economy, we will leave Mercosur," Guedes said in an event in Sao Paulo, hosted by the Santander Bank, referring to Argentina's Peronist vice presidential candidate and former president. "Foreign trade is a warning sign, but our main concern is internal. Brazil is a continental economy, and we need to recover our own growth momentum. We are not so dependent on others," Guedes said. Brazil and Argentina, along with Uruguay and Paraguay, are the four countries in the Mercosur trade bloc, which recently signed one of the world's biggest trade deals with the European Union after 20 years of negotiations.
More than 30 Palestinians have been injured during anti-occupation protests near the fence separating the besieged Gaza Strip from the occupied Palestinian territories. Ashraf Al-Ghedra, the spokesman for the Gazan Health Ministry, said the Israeli forces shot and injured 20 Palestinians during the Gaza rallies on Friday. According to the ministry, 13 other Palestinians sustained various types of injuries during the protests. Palestinians have held weekly rallies in the area since last year to protest the siege on the enclave and stress the right to return of the refugees who have fled Israeli aggression since 1948. At least 305 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces ever since the anti-occupation protest rallies began in the Gaza Strip on March 30, 2016. Over 18,000 Palestinians have also sustained injuries.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the International Shortwave Radio Frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Italy has evacuated a handful of medical cases from a Spanish migrant rescue ship off the coast of Lampedusa, as the boat remained in limbo despite a European deal to take in 134 people remaining on board. Three migrants who suffered medical complications, which require specialized care, and an escort were brought to the southern Italian island of Lampedusa late on Thursday. Spanish charity Proactiva Open Arms said on Twitter, "All of the people on board need to disembark urgently for humanity." This is one of the many standoffs between the charity vessel Open Arms, rescuing migrants making the perilous journey across the Mediterranean, and Italy's far-right interior minister, Matteo Salvini, who this time set against the backdrop of a political crisis in Rome. Salvini has taken a hard line against migrants rescued at sea, being brought to Italy, which he says bears an unfair burden as the first port of call for refugees from a number of countries.
Israeli warplanes have conducted fresh airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip shortly after Israeli troops attacked and injured dozens of Palestinians during anti-occupation protests near the fence separating the coastal strip from the occupied territories. According to a statement by the Israeli military, Israeli fighter jets struck on Friday two underground infrastructures purportedly belonging to the Palestinian Hamas resistance movement in the northern and central Gaza Strip.
The U.S. Department of Justice has unveiled a warrant for the seizure of the Iranian-operated Grace 1 supertanker a day after Gibraltar's Supreme Court confirmed the release of the vessel. On Thursday, Gibraltar's government announced it was releasing the supertanker seized by British Marines in the Strait of Gibraltar, despite pressure from the United States for the vessel's continued detainment. British naval forces unlawfully seized Grace 1 and its cargo of 2.1 million barrels of oil in the Strait of Gibraltar on July the 4th, under the pretext that the supertanker had been suspected of carrying crude to Syria in violation of the European Union's unilateral sanctions against that Arab country.
U.S. President Donald Trump visited New Hampshire for the first time in his re-election campaign Thursday, ripping his Democratic competition and taking credit for the country's economic success as he made his pitch. Trump spoke to an arena full of supporters in Manchester, saying that the economy will tank if he's not re-elected. The warning came during a week of volatility on Wall Street over the president's trade war with China and concerns about a potential recession. See, the bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love nest, and I know that, but you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks will go down the tubes. Everything is going to be down the tubes, the president said. So, whether you love me or hate me, you've got to vote for me.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines. Cuban president highlights Fidel Castro's thoughts about education.
Cuban delegation at Pacific Islands Forum calls attention to ideas of Fidel Castro.
Brazilian minister threatens to quit trade bloc Mercosur if Argentinian opposition wins the elections.
Over 30 Gazans injured by Israeli troops.